This is Dakota Datebook for December 16th. Anti-German sentiment ran high, not only in the U.S., but also in Canada during the First World War. In some Canadian cities, full-fledged riots broke out. For example, an anti-German mob destroyed the Riverside Hotel in Calgary on February 10, 1916. 9 days later, the hotel owner's saloon was also destroyed because he was German-speaking. At the onset of the war, Canada targeted Germans by passing the Enemy Alien Act, which was observed from 1914 to 1924. Many Germans were charged with treason and sedition, although no charges were ever proven. German Canadians were ostracized, and many suffered economic ruin. Their schools were closed, their newspapers suppressed, and their clubs dissolved. The Enemy Alien Act also stripped German Canadians of their right to vote, speak German in public, or teach their children in German. In the same way Japanese Americans were held in prison camps during World War II, more than 2,000 German immigrants were imprisoned in Canada during World War I. Because of this, many German Canadians wanted to escape to the United States. Some of them turned to a man named Jake Lem for help. Lem lived in Estevan, Saskatchewan, some 30 miles straight north of Noonan, North Dakota. On November 11, 1915, the Noonan Miner newspaper reported, for some time, Lem had been under surveillance of Canadian police, but it was only today that positive evidence was obtained, which conclusively proved his connection with the recent escape of prisoners. Austrians and Germans desiring to leave Canada have made arrangements with Lem, who picked them up in an automobile in an isolated spot, and for a price guaranteed to deliver them in the United States. Lem was taken to Regina today, where he will answer to a charge which virtually amounts to the same as treason. On this date, in 1915, the Noonan Miner reported, the hearing of Lem's trial was followed with close interest, not only by the people of the town who had known the prisoner, but also by a large gathering of foreign birth who were eager to know just what lengths the law would go in punishing such offenses. Fortunately for Lem, the Honorable Judge Wiley was inclined to hand down a milder sentence than instant death. To Lem's visible relief, Judge Wiley found him guilty, but sentenced him to just 2 months in jail as a warning to others who might be tempted to engage in a similar venture. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Mary Helm. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.